And now, the Goldbergs. A very strange picnic is going on in the outskirts of Lastonbury. A picnic given by the doctor who's trying to treat Sammy and Sylvia Allison for the psychological dead end into which confused motives, unhappy love, and obstinacy have brought them. The world of emotion into which Sylvia and Sammy have descended is not like our own. It's one where people are bound to each other by the suffering they cause each other. Dr. Cater's been trying to bring a little light down into this midnight world. And Sammy thinks he's succeeded in a very strange way.
It's nice here, isn't it?
Very.
I move that Sylvia be in charge of dispensing the food while Sammy and I take our ease.
What are we having?
Now, that's a surprise my father prepared. He said it's been the Cater picnic lunch special for 100 years.
Oh.
After you remove that napkin which covers the basket, Sylvia, you ought to announce what you'll find there while Sammy and I approve. Proceed, Sylvia.
Knives, forks, paper plates.
Very good.
Olives, pickles, radishes, lettuce.
Oil, vinegar, salt, pepper. I'll make the salad.
You like mixing things.
Hmm? A peculiar trait of mine, mixing, unmixing.
Turkey? It's so dry. What is it?
Ah, the pièce de résistance. Smoked turkey. Prepared according to a secret formula first discovered by some old alchemist of the kitchen. That's the price. Have you ever eaten, Sammy?
No.
Have you, Sylvia?
I think so.
Yeah, Sylvia is more sophisticated than I am. She has more experience of life.
Undoubtedly. Oh, my, this is the perfect hour of a summer's day. High noon. All the goblins and ghosts that haunt the imagination of men are asleep. This is the daylight world, bright, clear, warm, and confident. It makes the minds of men clear, their passions cool, and their ambitions remote. This is what paradise must be like. Always noon in summer, a steady wind blowing out of the valley of the world, and reason supreme. Well, I suppose I'll have to get the water since you're incapacitated, Sammy. The jug, Sylvia.
Here you are.
Thank you. There's a spring a little way down the hill. I remember it from my childhood. I'll be back in a few minutes.
This is very touching, Sylvia. I hope you're enjoying it.
I'm going to try.
I hope I won't be in the way.
Only if you try to.
You tried to keep me out of the way. Why didn't you tell me Dr. Cater wanted me alone?
I didn't want to talk about anything.
But isn't that why we're here? This is only half a picnic. The other half is mumbo-jumbo.
You've changed, Sam.
I wonder why. I wonder what changed me. Or who.
Blame me.
Should I?
You act like a bitter old man.
You want me to sing?
Oh, stop it, Sam. Stop it or I'll go right home.
And leave the great entertainer and magician, Dr. Christopher Cater, alone on a mountaintop with me. Oh, you couldn't. You've moved a long way from what you once were, Sylvia. You don't care what I think anymore.
I do.
Only when I agree with you. You know, it's funny. I thought you'd be the last person in the world to let me go.
You were very proud of your hold over me, weren't you? It didn't mean you wanted to help me.
You sound like our friend the doctor.
True.
Yes, I'm the villain now. The bad, bad Sammy. And you're the injured maiden, tender, helpless, alone in the world. Oh, you've got some imagination.
If you hate me so much, why don't you forget me?
I don't hate you. And I can't forget
you. You don't love me.
Do you want me to? Do you? He's having a wonderful time.
Well, here's water. And now let's begin.
With the conversation or the turkey?
With both. Pass the plates and I'll try it.
Yes,
Sammy. Oh, I'll just watch.
Oh, no, no, that's forbidden. Everybody participates. Give him a plate, Sylvia. Well, what do you like, Sammy? Off the breast or a drumstick?
Give me a bone to chew on.
That's the artist in you, Sammy. Let's talk without symbolism this hour of high noon. You know, I love that phrase, high noon. I remember that Santayana described the dawn of America's intellectual maturity as a spring morning. Cloudy, but brightening. And we can convert the phrase to our own use.
I'll have some turkey, please.
Oh, of course. And you, Sylvia?
Anything.
Isn't that the wrong attitude, too?
In a way. You don't mind my talking while I cut away. You see, I've created this little picnic because I thought it'd be a relief from the musty bedroom in which you spend your hours wondering what people have against you, Sammy.
And from the dark cave of your office, too, I suppose.
Exactly. Here you are, Sammy.
Thank you.
And you, Sylvia.
Thank you.
And this is for poor Christopher. Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That always is. Mm-hmm. Well, now to proceed. Here we are, the three of us, removed from the world and all its illusions. Let's speak the truth to each other the way you and I did the other day, Sammy. The sober truth. Do you agree?
Why not?
And you, Sylvia?
Yes.
First, I'll tell you how this triangle should come out.
I didn't know it was a triangle.
Sammy should go on with his writing, and Sylvia should go back home with her father. There should be no marriage. And the past should be permitted to slide gracefully into the limbo of most false starts.
I'm not going home with my father.
Let's postpone that right now.
Why?
Let's not postpone it, then. Do you object to my solution, Sammy?
It all depends on Sylvia.
Why not you?
Ask her what she feels.
What is your feeling on this, Sylvia?
I'm not going home with my father.
You said that.
Oh, let me alone.
Eat some turkey, Sylvia.
Oh, why do we have to go through this elaborate make-believe? I know Sylvia's not going to marry me. She told me so. At first, I thought she said it because she promised my mother. But there's a different reason.
Perhaps she doesn't want to get married yet.
Not for me.
Well, don't you think she's entitled to marry anyone she wants to? Within reason? Always within reason.
She will. You call this a triangle, and it is.
You'd better eat some turkey, too, Sammy.
I'm out of this now. I know that. But I'd like to hear a little bit of the truth from the other side. Maybe you started on the tour of us, Dr. Cater, because you wanted to cure us of a disease, which we didn't have. But that's all in the past. In limbo, as you called it. Why don't you ask Sylvia to tell us the truth? Why don't you want to get married to me, Sylvia? Have you forgotten all the promises we made to each other? All the things that happened? How you wanted to die because I wouldn't marry you once? How I was the only one in the world? Tell Dr. Cater why you changed your mind.
Well, go on, Sylvia. We promised each other we'd be completely honest. Why don't you want to marry Sammy anymore?
You want me to be completely honest?
Yes.
I can't marry Sammy, Dr. Cook. Because I'm in love with you.
The wind keeps blowing and the high noon is still present. And the sunlight. A little flush of red heightens Christopher Cater's cheekbones. And the truth lies there between the three of them. Spread out like the blanket, like part of the picnic lunch. Sylvia's love for Dr. Cater.